Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
More dirt and spraying.
Where are you going? And he's like, I'm going bowling. I just started laughing because I'm like, of course you're going bowling on a random Tuesday night.
Sounds like a great Tuesday night.
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Sprague.
Now, do you have your own ball?
I have two balls.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt and a little splash of Sprague.
Your spare ball, you don't want it to hook as much, so it will go straighter. And then the strike ball, you want to be able to get some crank on that.
Heat on that.
When you hit the pocket, you get big pin action.
Well, everybody wants to hit the pocket. I mean, come on now.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. We call it the Fan Sports Network. Thanks for being with us. Happy Blazer opening night day, everybody. How's your pin action? How's your hot, sweet, sexy pin action going over there, Swigard? Is it going good?
I was dialed in Palm Springs.
You guys go bowling while you're down there?
No, played golf twice.
Oh, pin seeking?
Went pin hunting, yeah.
I haven't bought a pinwheel hat. It's probably the one thing, a Blazer gear. Like, I don't have a lot of gear.
I don't have hardly any Blazer gear.
Maybe my only shirt. Yeah. No, I have two shirts, but one doesn't say Blazers.
My favorite beanie is a Blazer beanie. I got a really solid, comfortable, warm Blazer beanie that I love.
Yeah, but you don't wear a beanie during a radio program.
No, you do not.
I need a real dad hat.
Should have worn a Blazer jersey today. Why didn't we wear jerseys? Should have been jersey day for us.
I have a Dame Lillard jersey.
I got a Rasheed Wallace, Brandon Roy, Cliff Robinson, Greg Oden Blazer jersey collection.
Do you really?
I do, yeah. Now, the Greg Oden one's like the wide shoulder. Remember
oh,
those kind of knockoff
ask
brand
if you had
ones?
A wide shoulder one.
That was the old knockoff brand. Man. Cliff Robinson one, not going to lie, a little tight.
What age were you when you got that?
Yeah, different era. It fit a little bit better.
Different era.
I can get it on.
Really well put.
It's on. You know, I can wear it. It just, you know, it doesn't get worn out in public very often. And somehow the Brandon Roy and the Rasheed Wallace jerseys still fit like a glove. They're fantastic. And so if I ever need to go with a Blazer jersey, those are usually my two go-tos.
Now, the jersey became a thing in the league for a hot minute. Famously, they wore them for the Game 7 NBA Finals.
Now, it's not a shirt. It's not a sleeveless. It's just the white.
No.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But as much as people complained about that, those were not as bad as that wide shoulder era.
The wide shoulder era was rough.
Like, that is the all-time.
They're ugly. It was a bad move.
They also redesigned the logo. Remember, they put, like, the weird metallic kind of flames around. Like,
yeah,
just all-time buzz your girlfriend, terrible era of Blazer stuff.
Also, to answer a question from a listener, by the way, bottom of the hour, we'll get our Blazer Media Powerhouse preseason predictions segment underway with the Blazer contingent.
Okay.
I think it's a powerhouse. We'll call it a powerhouse.
No, the way you said that was impressive.
You like that?
Yeah.
I like that.
That's why they're nervous to say that.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
Is it?
I'm not on a lot of sleep. And I'm playing hurt today. I forgot my headphones, and I'm wearing somebody else's headphones, I don't know if that throws you guys off if you don't have your normal sound in your ears. It just is very weird. So it's a flu game today. We'll get through it.
Same. I want a breakfast burrito, so I got to fight myself on not getting one.
I do have, because a listener texted this in, and it made me think we should probably bring this up. I mean, don't get your hopes up. It's nothing big that's happening.
Well, why are you playing that?
I think you and I are going to buy Blazer Vision together. We're going into a financial partnership, a Blazer Vision.
Mortimer, we're back. We're back, baby.
I want to have the ability to watch on my phone and iPad, and I don't have the ability to do that with the antenna.
And I still have the antenna.
I still have the antenna.
Time to time, I'll use it. But yeah, I'll be having basketball this year, and so I'm going to need to be a little more mobile for the beginning of games.
Yes.
Because
you're out running around. You're at a gym. Your kids are... Yeah.
Yes.
You got activities and stuff.
Yeah.
And you're not at home with an antenna. And if you don't have Comcast, you can't watch the games on a streaming platform.
No.
And so this is kind of the only option that we got.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to know, how does it work?
What do you mean?
Is there a Blazer Vision app? Do I go to blazervision.com? How do I access the Blazer game if we buy this for tonight?
So I tested one of our coworkers to see, because he was curious how many people could use it at the same time. Spoiler alert, 2. You go 3, you'll get booted.
You'll get booted.
It was on the NBA app.
So you download the NBA app on your smart TV
That's
or
how
on your
I
phone?
Accessed it. And then it there was like a Blazer Vision. Yeah, there was a login, and then it led me to Blazer Vision. It showed watch, and you just click it.
Okay. All right, we'll navigate this.
We'll figure it out after the show.
But that's, it's big news for us.
Splitskies.
Look at us, man. Going halvesies, huh?
Have we ever split anything?
I don't know if we have, to be honest with you. I don't think we have ever split anything before. This is a new step for our relationship.
The next step would be 2 straws, 1 milkshake.
Or maybe 1 noodle, 2 mouths. What? That was weird.
Cat pervert.
Let's get to this. So we talked about Jody Allen being out, which has me re-enthusiastic. That's not a word. Anyways, just move on.
Re-energized.
Thank you. Jody Allen is no longer going to be the owner of the Blazers in a few months.
What's the word you can't say in our promo? And I correct you.
Philanthropic? What do I say? Yeah, philanthropic? Yeah. What is the word
I think
use?
You say philanthropic, and I'm like, what?
What did you say?
My brother-in-law is like, that's my favorite promo, just how wrong you are on the word, and me just going, what?
Dude, when I was at Grand Central Bowl a couple weeks ago, we do the Road Duck Games there. We broadcast live from there. And the gal who was renting out the bowling shoes turned out to be a massive P1 of the show. And she wanted to come over and say hi. And I was like, this is cool. Totally random.
Yeah.
And the one thing that she stood, I don't know if we still play these in our promos, but somehow somebody found a clip that says I'm dirt in our promos.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that's from, but she said she just yells it in her car every time the promo comes on. And I'm like, you know what? Thank you. I appreciate the support.
That was our very brief old imaging guy. I forget his name, but he was a really nice cat. He came in and he made some of our imaging. And I don't even remember how he got that, but
he found it and what it's, because it's not me. I'm not saying that in the promo.
No.
It's not I'm dirt from dirt. It's just another, somebody said I'm dirt. Maybe it's Joe Dirt. Does Joe Dirt say that?
Not in that voice.
Not in that voice. No. I don't think so either. Well, I'm excited that Jody Allen's not going to own the team anymore, and I'm sure Jets fans feel the same because their owner talked yesterday. Now, is there a basis for why he did this? Was there a
back offer? They're the only
team.
So
he was the one that like called a press conference. Did reporters
surround him
when he was walking out of his penthouse? That was my only follow up. I saw this.
I'm not going to pretend to know why Woody Johnson decided to talk, but when he does,
shut up, Woody Johnson. Here's what he said yesterday about the state of the team and now his former starting quarterback.
It looks like he's turning around parts of it. You know, it's hard when you have a quarterback with a rating that we've got, he has the ability, but something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results. If you go across the league, you have to play consistently at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do for the remainder of the season.
So what gives you hope then?
I just think defense, special teams are doing better. Defense is pretty good, and if we can just complete a pass, it would look good.
By the way, it was the fall NFL meetings is why he was talking.
That's why he was talking.
They found him at the hotel, yeah.
That is Woody Johnson, the owner of the New York Jets, just taking a steaming dump all over his now former starting quarterback, Justin Fields, because they made a change yesterday at that position.
You know, this is interesting. He has a 91.1 passer rating, and we've seen him play.
He's bad.
He's not wrong, but we're not the owners. So us saying it is not the same as him saying it.
Yeah.
That ranks 18th among qualifying quarterbacks. That's kind of shocking that he's not the worst.
Who are the starting quarterbacks below him on that list? Because this might be an analytic that's going to drive me nuts. Give me the
passer
names.
Passer ratings usually a pretty stable analytic.
What are the names? I will be the judge of that if this is a fair analytic
loading,
or not.
Loading.
Because if it's 18, there's some guys who have been banged up and haven't played. That means there are regular starting quarterbacks that have been graded worse than him. And outside
Burrow
of
is tied with him.
get at? Like, just stop.
Mac Jones is worse. Dart is worse. That's Wentz is worse. Nope. Rattler's worse. Bo Nix is worse. Nope. Mariota, Purdy, Penix, Young, Tua, Dylan Gabriel, Trevor Lawrence.
Get out of here.
Joe Flacco.
I now no longer count this stat as something that matters.
You don't like quarterback rating?
Quarterback rating is no longer a stat that matters. He has been average in one, above average in one game.
Doesn't matter because of that?
The stat is dead because of Justin Fields.
Okay.
He was decent in their opener against Pittsburgh. Remember, we all had that takeaway that Monday after the game of like, oh, Justin Fields good now. Remember when that was a moment in time in the NFL? And then since then, he's been the worst quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah,
there's been a lot of bad quarterback play, but like, just stop it. Some of those names on that, he's been better than Jackson Dart. No. Jackson Dart? And I know Dart's only started, what, two games has he started? I think the Philly game was his first start, and then Denver. So I think he's only started two games. Like, your stat is stupid. But the Jets are now back to being the Jets. They're winless, and they've benched their starting quarterback.
I mean, this is part of him, though, as an owner. Like,
he's a terrible owner.
He's not great. His track record's pretty terrible.
Why don't you go be the ambassador to London again and leave your football team to somebody else, Woody?
You know, you did kind of back Peyton for bashing a backup quarterback who he hasn't seen in over a year. I'm curious why you're cool with him giving those comments and not the owner just outright saying what everybody else knows. This guy's not good?
Because I think Russell Wilson is a giant douchebag and a massive pain in the ass to deal with day in and day out. And I think Sean Payton understood that, tried to coach him. It didn't work out.
Sean Payton was on the field Sunday and damn near cost his game because he had a fit over a pass interference call.
He did.
And he's got a lot of
he gets into it with Bo all the time,
stuff
too.
With
like him and Bo butt heads, and they'll yell at each other on the sideline, but I think there's a mutual respect there. Russell Wilson is a good, genuine person. If you want to go down that road, that's fine. I also think at this point,
I don't know that either,
but he's in hospitals all the time. I think he's a terrible teammate and a horrible guy to coach, and I wouldn't want him anywhere near my football team. And I think that's a personal thing for Sean Payton, where he was paid hundreds of millions of dollars to come be their starting quarterback, and it ended terribly. They had to eat millions of dollars to get rid of him. Justin Fields is a run of the... How much money is Justin Fields making this year?
I think it was a 3-year, $30 million deal.
They can get out of it. There's no chance it's 3 years guaranteed. Zero chance.
No, but the guarantee was a little higher than I thought. I think I looked at the deal.
It was a 2-year, $40 million deal.
2 years, 40 with 30 guaranteed.
30 guaranteed.
Dude, that's not bad business for Justin Fields' agent, by the way.
They can get out of it after this year, which, guess what? They will. So if they need to move, like, he's not going to be on the Jets roster next year. It's over. And so
The owner can't say something and then it be okay and you go back.
Yeah. I also, like, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, Russell Wilson was brought into Denver before Sean Payton got there.
Yeah, Nathaniel Hackett.
Because Nathaniel Hackett was there.
Yeah.
That's the other part of this, of like taking a dump on your former starting quarterback who you've now benched. Who's your general manager?
But they flirted with each other when he was in Seattle, remember? He listed the Saints as his teams.
I know, they dabbled.
Because of Sean Payton.
They were swiping
right.
They swiped right and it didn't work out. It happens from time to time.
They had textual chemistry. They didn't have actual chemistry.
The general manager that you hired in New York decided to bring in Justin Fields to be your starting quarterback. Like, this was your call. Justin Fields was a free agent. There were other options available. You know who else is on the board? Sam Darnold. He looks pretty good. I'm just saying there were other options available that you could have gone and gotten in the offseason. And now you're taking
brought in Joe Flacco if you cared about stability,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, you could have just started Tyrod Taylor all year and he could lead you to 0-7-2. So that was the part that bothered me. But the Jets are one of the most laughable organizations in all the sports. They're winless.
I feel for Aaron Glenn, and yet since he did that dance on the blocked field goal,
I don't know
they had any one good moment.
It has not aged well.
Even in the London game against Denver, they were momentarily winning. You're like, well, you're going to lose this game.
Ever since a big bro happened in the NFL, things have not gone well. Is it time? Do you have any more on this, by the way, you want to get to?
No, I should have pulled the audio of the 14-year-old coming out of this
the
game.
The Jets fan, yeah, I'm depressed. My life sucks.
I was born in this. I'm forced to be a fan. I hate this team.
I was molded by the darkness.
I don't need to be molded.
I mean, you're only 14. You got a long ways to go, buddy. You'll be all right.
Abandon ship. You can't love your dad that much.
Jump off board. Ever since a big bro happened on a football field, things have gone sideways. Is it time to big bro this guy? Are we done with him? Where are we at? I'm going to get into that next. We'll get to our Blazer Media powerhouse. Roundtable coming up at the bottom of the hour. A little more NFL next. 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydrometrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good point. I don't even know if he's in this conversation, but somebody texting into the fan text line, 503-864-6326. Dante Moore should wait one more year. Jets and Raiders, don't go there. And I don't even know if he's in that conversation, but the rest of the year we'll have to wait and see. I do think he can benefit a ton from more playing time. The tough part is...
Okay, let me throw one at you.
The tough part is the bad teams are always bad teams. Like, you think it's only this year that bad teams are going to be... Or, you know, the top drafting teams are going to be places you don't want to go? Who are the bad teams going to be next year?
I think I've changed my stance on this, and I understand that there's examples where it's worked, but I think I absolutely side in the take of this will never happen, but... Bad teams should not be rewarded the number one pick.
The NFL needs a lottery. You want more of a lottery system? How do you want it to go?
I don't know, but yeah. I to that listener, like, is Cam Ward going to be able to salvage his career?
I mean, probably not in Tennessee. At this point, I mean, that's ridiculous to say 8 games into his career, but how many times, like, we just got done talking about Sam Darnold, and for a moment I did forget that he came from the Jets, so that was a really dumb thing to say. But he was terrible there.
Well, it's been like 7 teams.
It's been a lot of teams since then. He was in Carolina and San Francisco and Minnesota. Yep. And now he's in Seattle. Yep. And look how he looks now. And I don't know where he ranks in the pantheon, but he has found a way to...
Top 5 in passer rating.
He's having a good year. He's having a really good year.
The metric you hate.
Well, hey. You know. Now, valid stat again. Top 5 valid. 18th not valid.
Now, what if I threw the Dolphins in there? Dolphins, Raiders, Jets.
I want nothing to do with the Dolphins either, but the difference with the Dolphins is they might have a total new staff and general manager and head coach, and who
is
do
the
they
owner
hire?
Changing?
The owners.
What do
changing.
They all have in common here?
Bad owners, usually.
Mark Davis, not a great track record.
Nope. Woody Johnson.
Woody Johnson, terrible. Nope. Stephen Ross, terrible.
Yeah.
The Titans, terrible. Like, they're bad teams for a reason. Sometimes the bad owner gets lucky. That happens. But they're also, it's not a coincidence a lot of these teams continue to, the Browns.
Yeah.
I mean, just like bad owner. How many great owners do you see with bad teams? It'll happen.
It'll
from
happen.
Time to time.
They'll go through their lumps. They'll go through your down years.
The Bucks had some down years a couple times, but they found their way right back up.
Yeah.
The bad owners usually remain bad.
Usually.
Good owners usually remain pretty good, if
find
not
a way
great,
to do it. Yeah.
And might have a couple lean years, and then they get back on their horse.
It's a good point. That's a really good point. But I think to the conversation about guys looking at NFL teams for next year, I agree with your assessment, and I don't know how you would structure it and how you would want it to look. It's a very complicated thing to figure out.
I think it should be recruiting.
There is a massive frustration of guys
NIL.
Feeling like, and I jokingly said this, and you wrote it down on a sticky note of like, I don't care if Cam Ward goes to the Titans. They're going to suck. The Titans suck. Their owner sucks. Their coach is bad. They've now fired him. Like, everything is terrible there.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not going to succeed. The chances of you turning that around in such a short amount of time is it feels like a Herculean task.
By the way, Arizona also in this conversation.
Yeah, dude. Their owner's terrible. They've been terrible my entire life, since 2 years. We saw a quarterback pull a big bro on another quarterback. And I feel like it is an inflection point in his career. Thought of at the time as maybe a budding top five guy in the league after one season in the NFL, and then got off to a really good start to what the hell happened? We're firing offensive coordinators, and now the question remains, do you need to fire another offensive coordinator? We didn't talk a ton about it yesterday. The Houston Texans were on the road in Seattle on Monday Night Football.
Man, that was tough.
And the theme of their season has been essentially the same theme as last year, and that is, what the hell is wrong with your offense, and why are you so bad? Injuries piled up for them last year, and I'm not saying they're 100% healthy, and they got, you know, a big concussion at the end of that game on Monday night. They just have looked horrendous offensively at times this year. C.J. Stroud on the season is completing 64% of his passes. Mm-hmm. He completed 46% of his passes in Seattle on Monday night. Sub 50% for a third-year starting quarterback in the NFL.
I think he also had 13 off-target throws.
Just
not close.
Taking bad sacks, running back into the end zone. The only game in which he has gone off this year was their blowout win at Baltimore, and everybody's going off against Baltimore. You take that one game away from a team who was decimated by injuries and didn't have their starting quarterback, he has 5 touchdowns and 4 interceptions and is completing barely 60% of his passes this year. And ever since he big broed Caleb Williams, what was that, a Monday night game or a Thursday night game? I can't remember. But he gave him the big bro after the game. Keep fighting. Keep pushing. You're going to get through this. His career has taken a left turn, and I don't know how to feel about him. I don't know how to discuss him in a nuanced way, because when I'm watching the Texans offense, it looks gross. They're saying they're not going to make a change at OC.
Is it an OC problem?
I don't know what the they fired their OC from last year, and they are again with this same problem.
I don't know if it's an OC problem. They're not an enjoyable watch.
Not at all.
Now, what's funny about them is, what do you think their points per game are? If I was to throw
well,
that
again,
at you.
They've scored 44 against Baltimore, so it's probably not as bad as you would think.
It is. You're not wrong. It's a little misleading, I think.
Yeah.
But it's 21.2.
So the other
which
games,
is better than Jacksonville,
yeah.
San Francisco,
they have not
the Falcons.
They have not scored more than 20 points in a game that doesn't include the Tennessee Titans and the tanking, well, not tanking, but the decimated Baltimore Ravens. Yeah. They scored 9 in their opener against the Rams, 19 in a loss to the Bucs, 10 in a loss at Jacksonville, and 19 on Monday night in Seattle. They have not gone over 20.
It's also barely behind the Chargers, 21.6 to 21.2. I don't know if this is an OC problem. I think the tough thing is, if you can properly diagnose, I can just tell you, watching it, it looks like their line sucks again.
Yes.
But also, I thought last year was a lot of line conversation, right? And Slowick got thrown absolutely under the bus, and maybe he wasn't very good at his job. But
the receivers, too. Remember, after the receivers,
Nico got
like
hurt, and Diggs
was out early in the year.
I thought there was a lot of fair things. This year, and I know Tank Dell's not there. I know he's still trying to battle to come back. I don't know what it is, man, because he's also has to be to blame. You cannot have that poor completion percentage. You cannot have this many missed throws, off-target throws. He's kind of doing what Caleb does a little bit. You're speaking of big bro in him. He has plays where I'm like, you got to get rid of the football, dude. You're creating sacks with how long you're holding on to this.
You're running into trouble.
He's not also the most, like, he's not the quickest guy.
No.
He's a little mobile, but he's not, like, mobile. And so there's a weird thing happening here where I don't know if I'm out on the coach. I think that defense is pretty good.
It's keeping them in a lot of their games. It's not like they're getting blown out.
But this is not just an offensive line or offensive coordinator problem. It's starting to leak into the quarterback.
Yeah.
And that is how hard it's got to be to maintain a level of expectation. Last year got covered up by, I thought, how bad their year was because they got to the divisional round again.
They won the playoff game, and Herbert throws the picks, and you think, hey, all right, maybe things aren't that bad.
Right, and I don't feel like that's representative of what we saw all of last year. And so maybe they do it again. Maybe they're this weird team that gets in and they get to the divisional round every year, but you don't feel like they're really one of those top-level teams. Because he's just not been very good.
Nope, it has not gone well. I don't know where it goes from here, but they're not making a change at offensive coordinator. A listener points out, too, one of their touchdowns on Monday night was a defensive touchdown.
It was.
Too.
It was in the end zone.
They
scored 12 points.
The offense did not help out at all. We'll get into a couple of NFL notes coming up in the final hour. Lucy Burge, top of the hour. Let's get to our Blazer Media conglomerate broker preview.
I love that you're saying this consistently. I don't know if you're going to hold that over.
What order are we going in? million. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Swag. Like, I don't care.
Just get them on the horn. We'll give them a call. We'll make our picks. All of that coming up. We'll explain how it's going to go. All the names right around the corner for our daily ticker.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing. Born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Wednesday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. They invite you to take a beach break at one of their four coastal locations: Cana Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, Lincoln City. Wait a minute, now it's five. Uh-oh. Rockaway is open. Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. Time to kick off our Power Player Media Conglomerate Blazer Bonanza Preview Special.
Wow.
You ready?
That's a mouthful.
Eric Gunderson, who has already been on the show this week, make sure to get your punch card punched. You know, you get 10 show appearances. We give you like a stuffed animal or something.
Well, he had an announcement he's waiting to hold, and I'm like, why didn't you announce it on our show?
Oh, he's got, does he want, Blazer Banter on Twitter, Banter Substack. What do you got? You want to announce something?
No, I'm waiting on some art. I'm waiting on some other stuff.
What are you waiting on art for? Oh, get the buzz out there.
I want it all to look good, guys. But be on the lookout. I'm going to have a new podcast coming out this season. Going to be doing more about the whole league. Not obviously, Blazers are going to be focused, but going to do the whole league. So, yeah, be on the lookout for it.
Oh, they're going to suck you back in. You're going to do more Blazers than the whole league. We know where you're going.
All right. Well, we already got your thoughts on the season. We get the starting lineup. So we're just going to kind of turn and burn here, Gunny. I'm going to fire three questions at you, and then we'll allow Sprague for a follow-up point counterpoint. Win-loss record for your Portland Trail Blazers this year. Do they make the play-in? And who is the team MVP?
Okay. I'm going to go 40-42. They're going to make the play-in as the ninth seed. And I'm going to say the MVP of the team is going to be Tumani Kamara. I think he's going to have the same defense that he's been bringing. But I think, obviously, Shaden is going to take a step. But I think Tumani, there's a lot of points on the table for Tumani as well. And I think he's going to need to step up his scoring. And if he gets up to, like, 15, 16 points a game – with that defense, that first team, you know, all defense type defense, I think he probably will be the MVP of the team just because of all he does to kind of set the tone and kind of, he really has created the identity that this team has. So I as much as I like Shaden this year, I think Tumani ultimately is going to be the guy that you can count on the most every single night.
Okay, last one. How excited were you that Chauncey announced that Shaden's in the starting lineup?
Oh, so excited. I mean, this is what I wrote on Substack. I said they should start him, and Chauncey agrees with me. And I think they need it. They need it. I think they really need it in the half court. So I was very happy about it.
Gundy's tweeting me gifs, man. I'm all fired up. Blazer Banter on Twitter, blazerbanter.substack.com. New NBA podcast loading, potentially. Keep an ear to the ground. It'll be here soon. Happy opening night. Thanks as always, and let's chat again soon.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. Step number one. Now, at point guard, 5 foot eight from
first.
North Carolina.
Oh,
okay, you know, yeah. The homie Mike Richmond, Locked On Blazers, daily Portland Trail Blazers podcast. I hear he's a celebrity on YouTube. Everybody hates me. Everybody loves Mike Richmond. That's what Reddit's telling me right now.
He's taller than you.
Hey.
What?
Go back to back. Let's prove it.
Okay.
Mike G. Rich on Twitter. Mike, good morning to you. Happy Blazer season. Win-loss prediction. Will they be in the play-in, and who is your team MVP?
Oh, 39-43. Mm. Yes, as the 10 seed, because the West is going to have some worse teams than we think.
Okay.
I'd have Denny Avdija. That's my MVP, but it didn't sound that confident coming out. But I guess Denny Avdija.
Okay.
Let me ask you a Scoot question, because we're not going to see him for a while, but I'm sure we'll talk to you maybe before he even makes his return. What is your thought or feeling of what Scoot's averages will be? Where will we see the biggest growth for Scoot when he does come back?
I hope it's just making layups. Like, I hope he can just make some more shots at the rim. If he does that, he's a guy who can average like a fairly comfortable 15. If he doesn't, it's going to be a struggle. I'm not really worried about Scoot making jumpers. I think it's overstated that he can't shoot. The problem is he can't lay up, and layups are really, they're valuable shots.
What are you wearing tonight?
I'm wearing a tux. I'm wearing my full red velour tux.
Penguin suit.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's inspired by Ron Sloy, who I think is you know, famous in town. But shout out to my guy, Ron. I'll be dressed just like you.
Yeah.
I'll see you down there.
Portland's really tan. Yes. Ken.
Tan Mike Richmond. That's what we call him. At Mike G. Rich on Twitter. Locked On Blazers Daily Podcast. He's one of our favorites. Thanks for the time. Enjoy opening night. Let's chat again soon.
Peace.
There you go. Mike Richmond. Next up. The Born of the Beach man himself.
The controversial one.
Ooh, he's a hot take, guys.
He's
are you telling me?
Guy.
People not happy with Bill Orme right now?
What
fan base hates Bill Orme right now? And will a new one come into the fold with his season prediction? The columnist at The Oregonian. At Bill Orme, go give him a follow. We love chatting with him. Bill, good morning to you. Win-loss prediction. Will they be in the play-in, and who is the team MVP?
Is this rapid fire, or do I get to say hello first?
You can say hello first. Yeah, go for it.
Hello first.
Hey.
Thank you. Hello.
Good morning.
So, guys, I think that there's obviously a spectrum here, and I think that as long as the Blazers are somewhere in this spectrum, that it is it can be a successful season. But I do see the Blazers as a real sleeper in the West. I think that people are not giving them enough credit for what this defense is going to look like. Obviously, offense is going to be the question, and you know, can Shaden Sharpe take that step? Is Scoot Henderson going to be a better player when he comes back? Does Denny maintain? On and on and on. I'm going to give the Blazers like the benefit of the doubt and say that the good things happen. And I'm going to say 40 wins. They are 40-42 and sneak into the play-in.
Okay. And who is your team MVP this year?
I'm going to assume that Denny Avdija keeps it going, and Denny Avdija is a borderline all-star candidate this year.
What's your expectations for the Klinger? Big season for him.
It is a big season. I think he is going to... you know, sink or swim as a big minutes guy. I think that I have some questions about whether or not he's going to be able to make it through a full season playing 28, 29, 30 minutes a game. You know, offense is going to be a question. But, you know, I think that in terms of, like, anchoring that defense and the last line of defense, I think that he is going to take a big step defensively and show everybody that he can be that eraser at the rim.
Now, what are you wearing to the game tonight?
Yeah, what's the outfit looking like?
I'm mad at Richmond for stealing Barry Sankin from me. So I don't know. I'm going to come as Magnum PI. I'm going to have a floral shirt, Detroit Tigers hat. the stash is going to grow about an inch and a half between now and then. I'll be there.
I'm surprised you're not doing Portland Magnum PI, a little flannel with the Magnum PI vibe that you already carry with you.
A bit of a lumberjack vibe to it, you know?
Ooh, I like that. I'm gonna have to think about how to personalize that and bring it into the Pacific Northwest. That's a good idea.
Make sure we pull that ooh from Orme.
That's
that
a good ooh right
there. I'm gonna need that as a drop.
He's the columnist, The Oregonian. We love him. Some fan bases might. We love him. We think he's great. Give him a follow on Twitter at Bill Orme. Also on Blue Sky, where all of his stuff is. OregonLive.com. Enjoy the game tonight, Bill. Let's catch up again soon.
Yeah, looking forward to it, guys. Thank you.
There you go, Bill Orme. Next up, people tell me.
Oh.
The rumor in the streets is,
oh yeah,
this guy's the Rudy Fernandez of Tuesday pickup basketball.
That's
games.
What sources might
that
be
the
saying.
The sources are telling us that this guy reminds you of a young Rudy Fernandez.
Now he can't dunk,
running the floor.
Yep.
He's got a little
pull up jump shot,
little flair to him.
Yeah,
Joe Freeman at Blazer Freeman on Twitter, also at The Oregonian, back where he belongs. He's back home. He's covering the Portland Trail Blazers. Joe, good morning to you. Win loss prediction, the plan. Will they make it? And who is your team MVP?
Well, first of all, there's nothing young about anything going on over here. So let's be clear about that. Just getting right into it, huh? Record, I've thought about this. You know, I think it's somewhere between 38 and 41 wins. So I'll kind of go right in the middle there. We'll say 39, 40 wins. 39. We'll be optimistic. We'll say 39 wins.
Okay. 39 wins playing. Is that good enough for the 10 spot?
I think they'll get in the play-in tournament, yeah. The West is so ridiculous, and I think that's part of why my record's a bit, I don't know. I don't know where everybody else is, but
right in
I
that
think
same
they're a better team. But yeah, I think they're a better team, but I think the record won't necessarily reflect that. You know, they went 23-18 at second half last year, and some of that was a little inflated, I think. But anyway, there you go.
Okay, and who is your team MVP for the year?
Oh, boy, team MVP. Well, I think regardless of stats and all that, I think it will be Drew Holiday for what he brings to the team in terms of leadership, production. I think he's still got a lot left in the tank. I don't know, you know, they're going to increase his minutes, I think, as the season goes. But I think from a production standpoint, from a, you know, what would the air quote MVP, I think you have to go with Denny, what he did last year, his ability to impact so many different areas. And I just think he fits what they want to do, you know, so well with, they're just going to be running, pushing the pace. And, you know, that's just, I asked him about that yesterday and he just smiled. You know, you could just tell he loves the speed and the tempo they're going to play with.
Okay, so you didn't have a great night in pickup hoops, according to some in the streets. I'm curious how you think.
Let's be clear, according to me.
Well, I didn't want to out my sources. journalism works that way.
That's right.
How would you fare, you think, in a staff versus media game, since you do pickup hoops?
With the Blazers staff?
Oh, yeah.
We would get destroyed. I'm not an idiot. I mean, we.
That's another good drop.
We have a great basketball game that has been going on for about 20 years with mostly the same group of guys. Certainly over the last few years, it's the same group of guys. And we get after it. We're competitive, but we're old as hell, man. I'm 48, and I'm not the oldest guy in the game.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, no. We're getting run out of the gym. I'm not an idiot, yeah. But you know, we have fun on Tuesday nights.
Dirt, I don't think we need to ask the outfit. It's handsome Joe Freeman.
He knows what he's
doing.
We
know how he's dressed.
I'll ask you, which Blazer media member are you most excited to see and least excited to see?
No, don't do that. I mean, why would... Don't. Can we not?
I'm just kidding. I love you. Joe Freeman, happy opening night.
He got dead quiet.
He
there,
did. Right, I'm not touching that one. OregonLive.com.
Well, I was like, on the advice of my attorney, I plead the fifth. Formulating my thoughts there.
Blazer Freeman on Twitter. It's great having you back on the beat. Thanks for hopping on. We'll do it again soon. Enjoy the game tonight.
Later, gentlemen.
There you go. Last but certainly not least, and our Blazer media conglomerate, power player, power broker, season preview.
I can't believe you're remembering to say that correctly.
I think every time I've said it, it's been different. Friend of the program, Casey Holdall, at C Hold on Twitter. Go give him a follow. We talk about great dressed media. We got well dressed media
here
in the city.
He loves to dress really nice.
Opening night, too.
This guy cares.
It's a different game.
Yeah, he cares.
Casey Holdall, win loss prediction. Will they be in the play in? And who is your team MVP?
Well, first off, thank you so much. And what an intro. And I just want to say, too, that Freeman's Tuesday night basketball games really messes up my Wednesday night pickleball games that I'm trying to get going because Bruce Ely, our photographer, he plays in both, and it's really screwing with the scheduling. So that's an issue.
He's coming in too beat up for pickleball. We need him fresh, not sore legs.
Well, no, he wants to, I mean, as per Freeman's discussion there, like, you know, they're all getting on in age a little bit, as we all are. And Bruce is trying to bring his best to both courts. So.
We need load management at this point in life. We don't do back-to-backs anymore.
Dude, you are serious about that. Those back to backs. When you get old, when you're younger, you're like, back to backs is awesome. Let's get going. And now it's like, we got to get up when?
I'll play again next week. You'll see me next week. All right.
Yeah, exactly. All right, but to the matter at hand, I'm gonna have Blazers record at 42-40.
Damn it!
I'm gonna say they will make the play-in in 10th. Team MVP. I'm gonna go ahead and say I was gonna say Denny, but I'm gonna go ahead and say Tumani just because I think he's poised for a big breakout in terms of the offensive side of the ball this year. But I think Denny's a good option. You know, shout out to my folks at Tencent. Maybe it's Young Hansen if he really really pops. But what's the other one?
That was it.
I think you answered them all.
Awesome. Fantastic.
I do want to ask you, Casey, because you're around it every day. I love the briefcase. I'm curious, What do you think Yang will be this year? You are basically become an idol and a god in China for some people on the internet.
Deal over there, yeah. I don't know.
I had my cultural sensitivity training the other day, so I don't want to say I'm a god in China or anything like that. So
you don't have to say it. I can say it. I didn't take sensitivity training. What do you think Yang will be this year? He was real emotional with a bad game the other night, and you know, my thought is, like, I love that he cares. I just wish somebody would say, dude, you got a lot of these. You're going to be okay. But what do you think Yang will end up being, maybe from a numbers standpoint, of year one being kind of primarily the backup until Rob Will comes back?
Yeah, you know, I think he probably has heard that message about, like, hey, dude, we appreciate the intensity and the care for what you do. But also, yeah, like, you're a rookie, man. Like, things are going to be tough sometimes. And, like, it's okay to, one, it's okay to show emotion. But, two, it's okay to be like, hey, yeah, I just had a bad one and keep it moving. In fact, that's the healthy way to do it. You know, I think, you know, particularly to your point, when Rob is out, he is obviously going to be the backup. For me, I think if you get, like, 15 to 18 minutes out of Hansen, and if he's able to get, like, if he's putting up, like, 8-6 on 55% shooting from the field and maybe, you know, 35% shooting from three and maybe also getting like three assists a game. I think that's, you know, for a guy coming off the bench, you know, and playing a new style of play that I think, you know, it's going to take him a little time to get up to speed on. I think that'd be a pretty good rookie season for Hansen. Mm-hmm. But I think he's the kind of guy too, where, you know, every time I have an expectation for what I think he's going to do, he generally goes out and does something a little bit better than that. So that's been kind of his MO, at least in these, you know, the couple months running up to his rookie season. And, you know, the NBA is obviously a different animal, and you know, it's going to be difficult at times. And guys are going to go at him too. You know, I mean, you're a rookie in the NBA. Guys like to remind you of the NBA being the best league in the world for a reason. So I think, you know, there's going to be hard times, but I think he's going to do really well. I think people are going to love what they see. And I think that, you know, it's his understanding of the language comes along too, which it already really has. I think you're just going to see him grow more and more and more. I think those second units are going to be really fun. And I hope they unleash him in those second units from time to time a little bit and just kind of let him play the way he plays and see how it goes.
Agree. That would be a lot of fun to watch. We'll see what it looks like tonight. The Briefcase Podcast, see Hold on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Happy opening night, Casey. Enjoy the game tonight. Thanks for the time, and let's do it again soon.
I appreciate it, guys.
There you go. Casey Holdall.
Woo, how about got through that? It all, man.
Woo! Turn and burn. Well done. Jason Swigard. Yeah. A lot of people calling. A lot of phone numbers getting dialed. Everybody on the line. The Daily Ticker, as always, brought to you by Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. Should we do our Blazer Media Conglomerate Power Player, Power Broker Media Preview follow-up post-game show?
Yeah, for like because we got Lucy at the top of the hour, and it's going to be
five-second
like
segment.
Yeah.
back after this, 105.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full-body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
One FM, the Fan. Hey, you know you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS, Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for the first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Well done, everybody. Well done executing that.
There good was job, a lot, Swag.
Well done,
Great
Swigard.
Job, Swag.
A lot of people on the phone. We call that Five Guys, One Segment.
Whoa.
What?
Five guys, one mic.
Five guys, well, it's technically more than one mic, but either way you want to do it. Fitting five guys in one segment's not easy.
Yeah.
And we did it in the last segment.
Fitting five guys in anything's not easy.
Who do we feel like's going to, and they were all basically in the same area. 40 wins, 39 wins, 40 wins, 39 wins, 42 wins.
Well, I got outdone by somebody. That kind of pissed me
off. Yeah, I take it with the reaction you wanted the Casey Hold all season prediction. 42 and 40 is where Sprager's leaning.
No, I had it 41-41 is where 41, I ultimately lean.
Well, that's still open. 41-41 still
you
open
can
on
hold
the bingo
it. I know
card.
You want to do it at the end, but
yeah. I mean, I how about a Drew Holiday MVP from Joe Freeman?
I think his point is valid of like, it might not be the numbers-based thing, but every single place the dude's been, he is beloved in the locker room. And so
last year wasn't great in Boston, but the year before that, they won a title and he was a huge part of that.
Yeah, but last year in Boston wasn't he was not working out in the locker room
problem. No.
And
no,
so
no,
like,
no.
Again, I still think, you know, his contract and how that's going to age might be a different thing. Him now for this season, having that veteran presence day in, day out, being an adult, that's why Joe and company decided to roll the dice with the contract and say, we want an adult. Now, if it works out, we'll see. But nobody taking the under.
Nobody taking the under.
And I think that's,
the over-under in Vegas is shockingly low compared to what they did last year.
And what's funny is I caught, I saw the snippet clip from Bill Simmons did one with Zach Lowe. Mm-hmm. And they had three guys on that show. All three took the under.
All of them did. Huh?
So I Kevin Pelton's an under guy. And I really respect Kevin Pelton. Everybody locally, and that's, you know, probably happens in a lot of markets, taking the over and taking the over by a pretty substantial amount.
God, hitting under 33.5 would be a rough season.
It would hurt.
It would hurt.
That one would hurt.
That would sting the nostrils. Yeah. We got a lot to get to in the final hour. We will make our season predictions. What are our win-loss record thoughts? Will they make the play-in? And who is the team MVP? We'll get the Satter story coming up at 9:15. But it's a Wednesday. It's 9 a.m. That means it's time for Lucy Burge back on the YouTubes.
Well, fingers crossed. Swag's doing miracles today.
Fingers crossed. He gave us a thumbs up.
When the hat goes backwards, Swag's working.
It's like that meme with the guy leaning forward in the chair to play video games. Swag now has the backwards hat. Yeah. That means we're dialed in for the last hour of the show. Don't go anywhere. It's Blazer opening night. Lots still to come next on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.